renounced knowing Jesus three times. It was Peter, Simon Peter, yeah. So, well, Simon Peter, same person. Yeah, it was. Even after all of that, he ended up renouncing Jesus three times in a row. Solid. One, two, three. No, I don't know him. No, I don't know him. No, I'm telling you I don't know him. He said it to him. Wasn't patient at all. I'm telling you. God is patient with us, and he has to be patient with us, because if he's not patient with us, we have a tendency to act up. It's true. Think about it. Think about Saul. Saul, this is in the book of Samuel, or is it Kings? Samuel. Saul, yeah. So, in the book of Kings, Samuel is in there, or Saul is in there. And Saul was given power. Saul came up, and he was made king over all the lands of Israel. And the first thing, Saul was a good man. Before he got his power, Saul was a good man. And God was patient with him, and he felt that Saul would be patient. And so he gave him the ability, he gave him the time to test his patience. He said, okay, take this power and lead my people the way I want you to. And Saul just started acting up left and right. Literally did exactly what God didn't want him to do. Literally did not want him to say, don't do this, and Saul turns around and do that. God said, kill these people. Everybody, everything, every animal, every man, woman, child, burn down the buildings. I want them eradicated from the earth because they worship idols. And that land's going to be yours. And what did he do? This fool went off and killed everybody but kept the king, the head of all the people. What kind of foolishness? Said that exact same thing. And then Samuel comes up, gets right in Saul's face. I love Samuel too. Samuel, he was a really right in your face type guy. He said, while Samuel's sitting there burning incense, he said, what do you think God would want? Would he rather want sacrifice. He says, what would you think God would want? Would he rather want sacrifice or would he rather want obedience? Do what you're told. God was patient with him, and he gave him another shot after that. And he was always giving him another shot. He was always patient with Saul. But Saul just wouldn't quit acting up. Even after Samuel died, Saul went to a witch in Endora. And had the witch bring Samuel back from the dead so he could talk to him so Samuel could cuss him out again. That's exactly what happened. That's just terrible. That's like calling somebody long distance and then just having them cuss you out. That's awful. Why would you pay all that money just to get cussed out? I don't know. And that was a fool thing to do. But he did that. Saul was constantly messing up. So Samuel ended up having to anoint David. And David was to be the king. And David was a man after God's own heart. David was the one that wrote all the Psalms, right? Remember most of the Psalms were written by David. And if you look at Psalms, Psalms is actually a compilation of a collection of poems throughout his life. See, David was a poet. And as a poet, it wasn't just a hobby to him. It was something that he loved to do, something that he enjoyed, something that he really put a lot into. And if you read the Psalms, they're beautiful. Just beautiful. There's even by today's standards, to have a mastery of the written word at that level is impressive. And at that age, 12, 13 years old is when he started. And if you look at the Psalms, like I said, there are so many of them. What are there, 130 of them? There are so many of the different Psalms that it's amazing that all of these different Psalms, 150, can be written by that one man, most of them, by that one man. And like I said, it's a compilation from the beginning to the end. If you read through them, yeah, most of them were songs. Songs, S-O-N-G-S, not S-A-P-S-A, I don't know, you know what I'm saying. Song, psalm, you know, poem. So, most of them were songs. But if, like I said, if you start reading through there, you can see the different positions that David was in throughout his life. You can see where when he was a shepherd boy, he didn't have too many cares in the world, when he was doing his own thing and taking time out to be with God. You can see how his life got a little more difficult. He became a soldier. And you can see the way that some of his verbiage changed as he moved through his life. And up to his death, he wrote all the way up until he died, because that's what he loved to do. But it's real funny. See, David was a man after God's own heart. And every time that we look at the Psalms, we think about, let's just turn to the very last one, Psalms 151. And when you think about these Psalms, everybody always quotes all these wonderful, beautiful passages that glorify God. And mind you, they do. Mind you, they do. I don't want to say that they don't. But when you get into them, let's just go to the last one, 150. It's right before Proverbs. you come up with things like this. Ready? Almost. Excuse me. We're going to stick in Psalms for a little while.